Good morning to all my friends in Christ. Today we are going to talk on Does God Like Complaining? Text is Numbers 11, verse 1. When people complained, it displeased the Lord, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. Why do we complain or criticize? Sometimes it's a habit, easy to criticize. Sometimes it's the way we are grown up in a culture of negativity. Sometimes we are not aware of the repercussions or harmful effects of criticism. And sometimes there is pain and unresolved issues in our own lives, which are reflected when we complain. So, effects of complaining. Number one, it displeases God. We just read in Numbers 11:1 that it displeases God. It grieves the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 4 talks about it. When we complain, it grieves the Holy Spirit. And you know, when God is not happy with us, then we will not experience peace and happiness in our own lives. And number two is that, you know, where there is envying and strife, there is confusion and every evil work. James 3:16 says that when we envy and strife is all related to complaining, criticism, judgments, there is confusion and every evil work in our lives, in our homes. And number three is that, you know, when parents constantly criticize their children, the children not only stop loving their parents, but they also stop loving themselves as well. So complaining weakens our own immune system, makes us more prone to infections and lack of sleep and lack of peace. Complaining also injures the self-esteem of the other person as well. What should we do? Ephesians 4:31-32 says that let all bitterness, wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. So let's pray. Father, thank you for the opportunity to evaluate myself. Holy Spirit, help me to be thankful at all times. Help me not to criticize. Father, heal my emotions from all hurts, disappointments, rejections, and failures of the past. Heal my emotions. Help me to have self-control. Help me and take control of my tongues. Help me and take control of the words of my mouth. Give me grace to be humble. Because you give grace to the humble. You resist the proud and you give grace to the humble. Help me, Lord, love others and to see others the way you see them. Just as you have forgiven me, just as you love me, I pray, Father, give me strength, give me guidance, guide me, Holy Spirit, so that I can, instead of criticism, instead of complaining, can show God's love to people. Help me, Father, because I want to obey what you are saying. I want to give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.